Today is March 6, 2023. Temperature 24 degrees to 30 degrees. Overcast to cloudy.
Lovely day, is it?
The broadcast is too serious and it's too hot today.
Well, let me change the channel.
Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
No, morbid.
But the cool news is, you're on your own now.
Poetry, beauty, romance, love. These are what we stay alive for.
作息极限指的是两颗天体可以保持平稳运行的一个最短距离。超过距离之后，天体就会倾向碎散，继而成为第二个天体的
Into the good night.
不要温和地走进那个凉夜。
Where's that voice?
Oh my god, I can't control it now!
Welcome. English planet.
Coordinate century.
It has a powerful magnet field and a spectacular ring system.
This little known
young planet,
219 light years from Earth,
can emit blue light.
Like a pale blue gospel.
We have seen the morning star burn so many times.
Kiss our eyes.
Above our head.
We are the children of sun and stars.
We are the residents of this planet.
This is our home,
our English planet.
When the water in my heart dries up, it becomes a desert.Indifference is the dessert of the soul. When the soul dies, the yellow sand spreads throughout the sky and will rot.
我不知道我是何时来的这里。当我醒来之后，我便在这无垠的沙漠之中，昏黄而又摸不到边际，只听见那黄沙漫天的远处，扑通，扑通，宛如整片大陆的心脏在颤动着。
我毫无目的地走着，却发现这仿佛无限的沙漠却是有边界的。这片沙子是流动的，所以无论如何我怕是逃不出这里了。
Speaking of which, I seem to have been in this desert of Dacus. During this time, I often see many shadows wandering in the yellow sand with impatience, anger, sadness, or painPerhaps this world is not as inevitable as we say. Those people must have come like me for some reason, but I can't find them.
这大地的颤动每时每刻都敲在我无力的心脏上。这种痛苦被撕裂的感觉真的太熟悉了，但我想不起来。这种悲鸣的感觉，这大地的共振将脚下的黄沙腾地卷起，将我接近烟霾窒息。
这是我第203次走回这个地方，呵，我也不知道我脚下的这片地方是否可以叫做原点，反正在我脑海中已几近绕了快那么多次的圈了，好几次，真的就好几次。我快要触碰到另一块边牧的人影，却又霎时回到那片黄色的地狱之中。你是问边牧是什么吗？那是一道诡异的白色透明白墙，每每等黄沙停歇的时候它便会出现在那里。你可以看到另一个世界，有水、鲜花、绿洲和蓝天的世界，还有一些看不清的人影，那是希望。
I know the truth about this world, but I can't convey it to others. Only by staying in their respective worlds long enough, can we wait for a change in the world and gain insight into the hidden truth behind it? This dessert can create it by ourselves. Yes, we created it ourselves and enclosed ourselves within it. But what's ridiculous is that this is not our will now. Here?But the past of us. They want a better life, abandoning us who have carried these burdens here, this painful and helpless us, filled with various emotions, are only left behind a more indifferent version of themselves.
默这个名字原本只是一个抽象的情感象征，然而在我无尽的轮回之中，它却被具象化，化作了这片贫瘠干涸的沙漠，成为了我眼前这个无尽的世界。我曾以为时间的流逝对我来说只是一个空洞的数字，无意义的轮回，然而经历了这么长的时间，我才悲哀地发现，原来我也会渴，会饿，会疲惫，身体的渴求和痛苦是那样的真切，让我开始怀疑这一切究竟是否只是虚幻。但我却永远不会死亡，即便被这片沙漠的黄沙淹没口鼻窒息而亡，我也会一遍又一遍地重新出现在这个世界之中。每一次的重生都伴随着之前所经历的痛苦，它们像烙印一般刻在我的灵魂深处，无法消弭。
这是我第204次走回原点，无尽的轮回让我彻底放弃了挣扎。如果说这是深山当中的那些被遗弃的女娃们对我的惩罚，我认了，这是我对曾经罪行的忏悔。可是我内心深处也不想那样做啊。如果不是那些女娃们的父母不要她们，不重视她们，疏忽大意，让她们在荒凉的山村里孤苦无依，也不会给我们这些不法之徒可乘之机。但话说回来，一切因果终究还是我们罪孽深重，要怪就怪我们自己的贪婪与狠毒，怪你们命不好遇见了我们。
I have said that all signs are created by ourselves and punishment is also imposed by ourselvesI am the creator of this experiment. How could I not know this? I originally thought that we would stay outside with our ID consciousness, but I didn't expect that our own consciousness will stay here.
这是诅咒吗？还是对我某种未知罪行的惩罚？疾驰的飞车，刺眼的远光灯，路旁的树影婆娑，这些画面在我脑海之中闪现，仿佛就在昨天。然而最令我震惊的是那一团模糊看不清形状的血迹，它在我心中引起了巨大的波澜，那种恐惧与快感的交织让我几乎无法承受。这里究竟是天堂还是地狱？是乌托邦还是监狱？豪宅、跑车、喷泉，那才是我的生活，我怎么会在这里？
我明明已经拥有了足够的钱财，逃离了那个国度，远离了曾经的是非之地，然而命运似乎并不愿意放过我，我再次被那些女娃们抓住，困在了这个无尽的轮回之中。这怎么可能？这绝对不可能！这一切都是梦，都是幻觉，快醒来，快点醒来，我的幸福已经快要得到了，我怎么能在这个地方继续浪费我的时间？我要出去，我要回到我原本的生活，我要享受我的财富和自由。
This place is a place for us to wash away our injustice. Any grandiose reason is actually just an excuse to let us live a better life with peace of mind. YesI killed someone. So, I want you to abandon this memory and let the world forget that sin for me. So, when I used this technology, I found it incredibly ridiculous in the end.
人们常常为了一些私欲而不得不干出一些所谓出格的事情，让自己的精神承受着巨大的痛苦与煎熬。但是现在你们有解决办法了，我们研发的这个产品可以真正的帮助你摆脱精神煎熬，重新做个良好公民，让世界遗忘掉那个不堪的你，那个不想被世人记住的你。
我说过，这个产品目前还不成熟，在很大程度上还在各国政府的审查压力之下。你怎么能贸然地将这个产品上架？你不知道这样会导致多大的社会问题吗？
I created it, created an environment, and the fact is that I have succeeded now. Although I don't know what mistake I made, I know it has succeeded. So, I can put it on the shelves, which can help many people.
帮助人什么？成为那种可以随心所欲干坏事，然后为了避免牢狱及道德的谴责而使用超自然能力的人吗？我们不是摧毁人类社会的帮凶，麻烦你搞清楚。
Don't you think it's really great to be a brand new indifferent person? It can truly help human society establish order and establish a unified order for all things.
但是我们原本的目标是为了治疗，而不是建立秩序。你竟然提前使用了那个机器，你忘了前几批试验者的样子了吗？那种超自然的存在，不是我们所能控制的。
Yes, of course, it's not something you can control, but I can. I can help you solve problems that humans cannot solve.As a supernatural existence itself, I think it's time for a complete cleansing of humanity, and I'm really looking forward to it.
什么？不，不，你不能！人类曾一度自以为万物之灵，如今却站在了历史的十字路口。潘多拉魔盒已然开启，不，更准确地说，是通往天堂的大门轰然敞开。曾经那无尽的渴望与期盼，如今化作了一股洪流，席卷着这个肮脏不堪、充满污秽的人类社会。我凝视着这扇大门，心中涌起一股莫名的激动。是的，我将要把这个即将降临的秩序命名为墨。它象征着意识的荒漠，一片空旷而深邃的领地，等待着新的主宰来征服。试问，倘若人类的意识都集为一体，那将是一种怎样的景象？或许我们将不再拥有个体的思想，不再拥有独特的情感，每个人都将成为这个巨大意识体的一部分。那时的我们是否还能称之为人类？那个广泛意义上的人类，是否也将随着意识的融合而消失殆尽呢？然而，我深知，这一切都是值得的，因为那些来自天堂的秩序，他们将会带着无尽的智慧和力量来到我们的世界，他们将会接管这个充满污秽的人类社会，用他们的方式重新塑造这个世界，而我们将会在他们的引领下得到真正意义上的解放。
想象一下吧，那个未来的世界将会是一个怎样的世界？或许我们将不再为物质所困，不再为欲望所扰，我们将能够真正的追求内心的平静与和谐，享受那种纯粹而高尚的精神生活。
Yes, I'm looking forward to that day. Looking forward to that new world full of light and hope. Looking forward to the future that truly belongs to us humanity. And all of this will start from this gateway to heaven, from this consciousness called desert.
This is the end of the story. Thanks for listening.Broadcaster, Sober, Eric, Winning, E.T. Director, Icarus. Mixer, Luna. Editor, Ustisi.